This is John Batchelor, conversation with colleague Joseph Umar, executive director of Secure Free Society. He's traveling. He's in Buenos Aires to participate in the remembrance and what is to be done about the July 1994 mass murder of the Jewish center in Buenos Aires. Many people died, as Joseph will make it clear. Many, many people died from all parts of South America. And the significance of that event, as Joseph explains, is the 9/11 for all the Americas. What is to be done? One thing is to add to the terrorist list, and the Malay government has taken that bold step. Joseph Umar, executive director of Secure Free Society, remembering 1994, 30 years later, but also stepping into confrontation with the people responsible and their allies many, many decades later. Not too late to clear this up and get clarity about who perpetrated that bombing, also the attack on the Israeli embassy, also the murder of Alberto Niesman in 2015 as he was about to announce his findings of the investigation of responsibility. Joseph Umar, more of this tonight.
Yes, John, the Amia attack that you're referring to from July 18, 1994 is Argentina's September 11th. And in many ways, it's beyond Argentina. It's Latin America's 9/11 because it's the largest Islamist terrorist attack in the history of Latin America. In fact, it was the largest Islamist terrorist attack in the history of the Western Hemisphere before 9/11. Obviously, 9/11 surpassed that. They killed 114 people, injured hundreds more. And it wasn't just Argentines. There was, I think, six or seven Bolivians that died, some Peruvians, some other nationalities that died. And they weren't all Jewish. It was the Jewish center that was bombed, but there was other folks that were in the building that were killed as well. So it's a very, very significant event. It's a very tragic event. And what makes it more tragic, John, is the fact that after 30 years, they still haven't got justice for this attack. The former prosecutor of the attack was killed, as you know, Alberto Niesman, back in 2015. So what's happening this week, and one of the reasons I'm down here in Argentina, well, actually, it began last week because on July 12th, the Malay government did a very bold move, which is they added Hamas, the terrorist group from the Palestinian territories, to its terrorist organization list, this foreign terrorist organization list called REPET.